So stop in at Michael J's and experience the Diamond Collection the way it should be. Michael J's Design Studio is located at the north end of Bad Axe in the Longshot Plaza, or give us a call at 269-GOLD. That's 269-4653.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Send the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year by choosing a Valentine gift basket filled with delicious wines from Dizzy Daisy Winery. With over 50 varieties of wine, it's easy to personalize a special wine basket. Dizzy Daisy Winery's tasting room is open any day of the week, noon to 5. Find wines from sweet, semi-sweet to dry. Valentine's Day is a perfect opportunity to open a special bottle of wine like chocolate raspberry, peri, hard cider, or one of their other varieties. Register for a special Valentine gift basket. Stop in or call Dizzy Daisy Winery at 269-2366. They're located 5 miles north and 1 3/4 miles west of Bad Axe on Crown Road.
Okay, 12 red roses order, check. Heart-shaped box of chocolates, check. Reservations for 2 at that way too expensive restaurant, check. 2.
What are you doing, Walt?
Oh, hey there, Steve. I'm just making sure I've got everything ready for Valentine's Day. Shouldn't you be doing the same? You wouldn't want to forget something and upset the wife, would you?
I've got this covered, and it was way easier than your list. I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked her up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. Even saved a good chunk of change, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one, but I opted to get her the pink case. You can even get a free 256GB memory card with mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That's a great deal. And sounds a heck of a lot easier and cheaper than my elaborate, expensive day I had planned. Well, looks like I'm going to Thumb Cellular.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present she'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to the WLNW Sports Network at the half, and we are now into our Snow Carnival festivities as we are being introduced to the entire Snow Carnival court, all the way from 8th grade all the way up to our King and Queen candidates, as well as Andrew Sutton, reigning king from last year. Now let's take a listen in to all the festivities. So there you have it. Congratulations to Zachary Jandereski, the son of Gary and Brandon Jandereski, and the Queen Kylie Gunn, daughter of Brian Gunn. John Mooney, why don't you take us through the shooting percentages of that first half?
Very interesting game so far. Who's noted for defense is usually Bad Axe, but Bad Axe is shooting 19%. I'm going to attribute that to the Laker defense. As far as Lakers are concerned, they are 7 for 21, 33%. What's kind of interesting about that, it doesn't matter where they go, inside or outside. They're 4 for 12 on the inside, 3 for 9 on the outside, 33%. I mean, we're talking consistency.
That's consistency.
It sure is. As far as the hatchets were concerned, inside, 2 for 18, 11%. And outside the arc, 3 for 8, 37%. This is kind of interesting because normally the hatchets don't go outside.
For the Bad Axe Hatchets, they are led by Clark Brady, who has 7 points, 5 of those coming in the second quarter. Then a hole, we have Ryan Hileski and Brennan Jurgis, each with a 3 apiece. Martin Messing has 2 free throws at the beginning of the game, nothing else for him. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips and Zach Arts each 1 for 2 from the free throw line for 1 point each. As a team, Bad Axe won 4 for 6 from the charity stripe for 66% and 19% from the field. 3 turnovers for the Bad Axe Hatchets and rebounding. They have 12 in the first half, 8 defensive boards, 4 offensive boards. For the Lakers, they are led by Brennan Wisner with 5 points, a 3 early on and a field goal in the second. Mason Pasek with 4 points, a field goal in each quarter. Braden Smith and Troy Chappell each with a 3. And then Nick Siegfried with 2 points as well as Drew Scholler. Nick Siegfried took the only free throws for the Lakers in that first half. He made both of them. They're 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 33% shooting for the Lakers in the first half. They have 4 of their 5 timeouts left. And rebounding, they have a slight edge over Bad Axe, 13 to 12, with 10 defensive boards, 3 offensive rebounds, and a total of 7 turnovers, though, compared to Bad Axe's 3.
Normally, Clark, a team does not shoot 19% for the entire game. So Bad Axe should be looking pretty good right now. They're only down by 2. And they have a whole second half to play, and it looks like they're warming up their inside shot.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have your second half action on the WLW Sports Network as Lakers leads Bad Axe 19-17 on Snow Carnival Night in the county seats.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seawing for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the more tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Seaboyne. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
Janet's Graphics in the Port Crescent Plaza is the place to go to get your custom Bad Axe Hatchet basketball gear. Janet's Graphics offers total custom design on t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, shorts, and sweatpants. Design your own team jerseys for a fresh new look. You can also get vinyl decals for your car, so everyone always knows what school you support. Get some new home decor with custom glass etching or team wall decorations. Janet's Graphics is a proud sponsor of Bad Axe Athletics.
On to the second act from Bad Axe, Michigan, as the Elkton Pitch Mayport Lakers lead by 2 points, 19-17, and the Lakers will start out on offense. Bad Axe coming out of the half with a trap defense at midcourt, and it results in a turnover immediately. Here comes the Bad Axe Hatchets. Martin Messing at the top, being guarded by Brennan Wisner. Over to the right wing to Ryan Hileski. Hileski back at the Messing, top of the key. Dribbles to his left elbow, pulls up the jump shot, and this one's good. Oh. John, what do you think the halftime speech consisted of?
The first shot's going to be 100%.